nice to have home meets. You don't have to get in a bus and go to places. That's good. You got that from last night, and again next week as well to wrap up the pre-Christmas schedule. How did yesterday go?
Yesterday went well. Kids swim really well. You know, we've been working hard for a couple weeks, and you know, it was good to take the lid off last week at Hastings, and the kids swim well there. And then we came back and had a good week of practice, and had some improvements in our times, and competed well. You know, Hastings and North Platte and Scotts Bluff, they all have good programs, and you know, everybody's got a lot of kids this year, so it makes it fun. And so it was a very competitive meet, and scores were tight, and kids swim really well.
Had some teams. I think North Platte was here, Scotts Bluff was here. I know two of them were that were at Hastings.
And Hastings, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, all right. We always look for kind of state qualifying times. How did that go?
Well, we had we started out with our medley relays. On the girls' side, we changed things up a little bit last week. We had Leah swim back, and Abby Renner swim freestyle. And this week we switched up and had Abby Renner swim back and Leah Spencer swim free. And we took about 3 seconds off, so that seems to be a pretty good combination for those girls. So that we had a secondary time just barely, kind of by the skin of our teeth. And so they're sitting well, moving towards a automatic time, which is what we want in that event. Our other state times yesterday, Leah swam the 200 IM and the 100 back, and she won both those events. And scored qualifying times in both those events. So she's, so far this year, she's qualified in everything she swims, so that's pretty impressive. She's having a good season. Other than that, we kind of inch closer in some of ours in our 200 medley relay for boys. We took a couple seconds off of what we did last week, so we're about 3 seconds off there. So, you know, looking at some fine-tuning and some more conditioning, and I think we'll get that one there. So that'll be big. We didn't take any boys last year, so we're kind of, that's one of our focuses this year, to get some boys down to the state tournament. In the 200 free, we had some good times in the 200 free. Caleb Wilkinson took about 5 seconds off his time from last week and was just a hair short on winning that, but took 5 seconds off, so that was a good race for him. And Blake Rodewald swam that as well, and he took a couple seconds off his time, so those guys are getting better week by week. And just kind of across the board, improved times. Abby Renner swam a nice 100 free, took a couple seconds off, got second in that by a little bit. Kevin Bantam, you know, he's our Maywood or our Med Valley kid, and he came in and had some nice times and continues to be very competitive. Got second in the 100 free, swam a 54, so he's looking for a 53, so he's working that way. But you know, and then our, you know, all of our kids, you know, we've got a pretty big squad this year, so it's been good to see, you know, even some of our less competitive kids are swimming bigger races. We had a group of girls swim our 400 free relay on B team, and that's usually a race we can't fill right now, and but there's some tough kids and swim it. And that was Ashton Contreras. She's another Med Valley transfer for us, and Lacey Roos and Elaine McCarville and Haley Maris, and they swim that well, so that was good. So overall, kids are all swimming well and working hard in practice and getting better.
How about your divers?
Diving went well. Caleb Shaw on the boys' side won it. You know, he's one we think should qualify for the state meet this year, and so he's been working. You know, the hit and miss, had a miss on Thursday in practice that he's still talking about, but
let the cat out of the bag? Wasn't with a belly flop or something like that. Wasn't a hard hit, was it?
It was a hard hit. He'll tell you about it, I'm sure. He's a very talented diver, and he throws some big air. And to get him to the state meet, we're probably going to have him throw a back 1.5 and a reverse 1.5. And those are a little bit tougher for divers because they're blind dives, you know, because you're rotating away from your eyes. So he threw his first reverse 1.5 and came up about a quarter rotation short. So that left a pretty red mark on his back, and woke him right up. Yeah.
It probably is not the first time, and it might not be the last time.
No, it's part of diving. You gotta be able to bounce back and clear that from the mental Rolodex and move forward. But he'll get there. He's a good kid and works hard, and Emma dove well. She got first on the girls' side, and she's been improving. And then Marianne Kasner's been diving for us, and this is her first season, so this was her second dive meet for us, and she dove well. She ended up third overall, but she's a go-getter. She's anxious and learning new dives every week and practice by practice, and so she's fun to work with, and she's going to get there. So she's bound to determine she's going to improve her score for next week. So that's exciting to hear.
Do you feel like swimmers and divers, you're a little bit ahead of schedule this year?
I'm pretty happy with where we are. We're maybe not where we were last year with some of our other kids, but we struggled a little bit over Christmas break to maintain our conditioning last year, so we're looking at doing some things different. I'm really happy with our progress. We came out, we're swimming competitively, and the kids are improving their times, and practice seems to be pretty productive, and they're working hard there. So, there's some bumps in the road. We have some sickness. You know, Sammy Rodewald was sick yesterday, so we missed out on her. And Izzy Renner's been a little bit sore, nursing some soreness, trying to work through that. So. We're not 100% yet, but it's early days, and it's like I tell the kids, you know, we're not training to win this first meet. We're training to win the GNAC, you know, and so we just want to make consistent improvement and make sure we're doing the right things and taking care of our bodies and getting better every week.
Everybody have a chance pretty much to get in at least kind of one event yesterday at the YMCA pool?
You know, I think the minimum anybody did was three events, Rich. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good group, and they're willing to swim. You know, Ashton Contreras is a freshman for us, and she's swimming the 200 free, which is kind of a tough race, and she's gutting it out and improving her time, and that's awesome to see. So they're a fun group of kids to work with, and they're willing to swim hard, and they're go-getters. You know, Alex Landry's another new kid. He's a sophomore for us, and he just keeps talking about what he's going to do to get faster, which is pretty exciting. He's raring to go, and we're going to help him get there.
You've got another look ahead to your high school kids. You have another meet at home to wrap up the pre-Christmas schedule, which is going to be nice in your own pool next week, don't you?
Yes. We come back and we'll swim Thursday next week at the Y, and that'll be a nice meet. You know, Scotts Bluff really got a nice squad this year. They were a little bit shorthanded last year, and this year they come in and they're much more competitive than they were last year. And they've got a really good 500 swimmer. She swam at the state meet last year. So she's great for us, for our 500 kids to kind of pace off of and to work against. And Izzy Renner's, you know, really working hard on that 500 this year. That's kind of a focus of hers. And so she gets to swim next to her, and that's exciting. And then they got a boy. Nice IMer for Kevin to work against, and some 200 kids that swim well. So between North Platte and Scotts Bluff, we get a lot of competitive races and works good. You know, that makes our kids better and kind of allows them to see where they're at. So I look for a very competitive meet next Thursday. All three teams are pretty evenly matched. North Platte may have a few more kids than us, but we're going to give it a go and have a great meet.
North Platte, Hastings, McCook?
Nope. North Platte, Scotts Bluff, Gehring, McCook.
Yeah. All right, Scotts Bluff, Gehring, very good. Yeah. Boy, the Bearcats and then the Bulldogs going to make back-to-back trips down to southwest Nebraska. Holy smokes.
Yeah, well, you know, Rich, I think this is their closest meet.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Where do they else they try? They're going to Wyoming?
They used to swim in Wyoming. You know, they used to go over to spacing, but they used to go to a couple different meets in Wyoming.
I don't know if Torrington or that area has any.
Well, I think every school in Wyoming has a pool.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, my sister lives in Meteetse. It's 300 people, and they got a pool at the high school. I mean, all the schools in Wyoming have pools, as far as I know.
Wow.
So I'm not sure if they still go over to Torrington for a meet. They might. But then they come to our house, they come to Kearney, they go to Hastings. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's another Nebraska program between us and them.
Yeah, they got to put some miles on the old bus, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, North Platte would be a little bit closer for them, but they don't have a couple years before they get a pool they can compete in. So.
Exactly. Now, your youngsters here at 8:30 at the YMCA, once again, the YMCA team is competing, aren't they?
Yes. They're having a home meet, and kids are excited and got quite a few entries of young kids. We've been working with them this season, and last March we went, you know, we took a group of kids to regionals in Des Moines, and that was the first time I'd been there. And boy, downtown Des Moines, just a neat place. And that YMCA they have, that pool is the biggest pool I've ever seen. I mean, I think they got 10 lanes on one side and 10 lanes on the other that are competing at the same time, and boys on one side, girls on the other. And it was a lot of fun. Took a lot of our older kids down there last year, and ended up being the highest ranked YMCA in Nebraska in the final standing, so we were proud of that. And then we looked at times and said, hey, we can get some more kids there next year. So a lot of our high schoolers are swimming today, so we can do some relays down there. And then a lot of our younger kids will look to get some times to make that trip. And so I'm excited to see what we can do this year, improve on what we did last year.
Pretty good numbers for your YMCA team?
Yeah, solid, solid. A lot of competition between wrestling and basketball and everything, but we work with who shows up, and we have a good squad.